Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
I wish I was as lucky as other ones, but that doesn't mean that I'm not trying and, you know, I'm not doing whatever it takes to be out there, which I'm going to be here pretty soon.
Coming down the stretch here on The Week in Philly, and it has been a rough start to the season for the 76ers. The basketball less than desirable on the floor, the vibes bad off it. Joel Embiid was suspended this week for 3 games after an altercation with a reporter in the locker room. Of course, we have yet to see Embiid on the floor this season. Let's bring in KYW's Dave Uram to talk about it. And Dave, give us a quick recap of the backstory of what happened here.
So the reporter is Inquirer columnist Marcus Hayes, and Marcus, after it was learned that Joel Embiid would not be playing in the opener to start the season on October 23rd, wrote a critical column about Joel Embiid. And in that column, Marcus mentioned Joel's young son, Arthur, and Joel's late brother, Arthur, who his son is named after, in the column. And that was not received well. Marcus admitted he made a mistake, apologized. The column was changed. But Joel, several weeks later, when Joel held a press conference about his knee and how he's doing for the first time, Joel called Marcus out at that press conference.
I've done way too much, you know, for this city and putting myself at risk, you know, for people to be saying that. So I do think he's like that dude. He's not here. Marcus, whatever his name is.
Marcus was not there at the press conference, but he was at the game the very next night, and there was a confrontation in the locker room to which Joel, and I wasn't there in the locker room, but the AP was. Joel said, "The next time you bring up my dead brother and my son again, you are going to see what I'm going to do to you, and I'm going to have to live with the consequences." There was a little bit of a back and forth. Marcus tried to apologize. Joel was not interested in the apology, and eventually Joel shoved Marcus, to which he was suspended 3 games for.
The suspension came from the league. When does it kick in, and when could we expect to finally see Embiid actually play?
The suspension began when they took on the Clippers in Inglewood, California. The first game that it seems like we could see Joel Embiid on the floor is Tuesday at home against the New York Knicks. Joel had been saying, as he deals with his left knee management, the surgically repaired left knee from the previous season earlier this year, Joel said that the hurdle that he wanted to get over was feeling comfortable playing on the knee. It was a mental obstacle that he was dealing with, but by the start time of this suspension, it appears, and also based on what Nick Nurse was saying in terms of his timeline, it appears that the first game Joel will play this season, it seems like, is Tuesday against the Knicks.
So past this, the 76ers have struggled. Not a complete surprise playing without Embiid. And of course, for the first five games, they didn't have Paul George. Then late this week, they lost Tyrese Maxey to a hamstring injury. So it has been kind of ugly at times. What have you seen in their early games?
Well, Matt, I see a new team. There's a lot of new players on this team. Paul George is one of them, and then there's several role players who are new on the team. I see a lack of cohesion so far because there's a lot of new players. I see a lack of cohesion so far because Paul George missed some games earlier in the year. Joel Embiid has not played yet this season. And I see a lack of star power out there, the expected star power, which is the big three of Joel, PG, and Tyrese Maxey. They have not played together in a game this season. They have not played together in a game in the preseason. So I see a lack of cohesion. I see a new team. I see a team that's struggling to score the basketball, a team that has a collection of problems beyond that, including defensive rebounding. They just have not, as you mentioned, they have not played well. And that's a result of what their record has been so far.
And as ugly as it has been and as bad as the vibes have been, this will probably be all forgotten if the Sixers finally manage to get past the second round of the playoffs, won't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because they haven't done that since 2001. So, yeah, if they get past the second round, which is a massive hurdle for this franchise that dates back a couple of decades, absolutely all of this chaos, for what you will be forgotten, as you put it. Or maybe not forgotten, but at least it won't be the narrative, the story of this team. That being said, as we speak here in November, they have to play a lot better. I mean, we're talking playoffs. They have to play a lot better for them to, like, even be in the conversation of playing deeper into April and into May. They're nowhere near that at this point, and a big reason for that is Joel Embiid not being on the floor.
All right, thank you, Dave. That's KYW's Dave Uram joining us, and that will do it for this edition of The Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd-Circa. Vanita Mwangi and Greg Glenn were our production assistants. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install, and you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles, plus score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.